Clement Wilson Park. The business park at the end of Newforge Lane, just a stone's throw from here, was originally the site of an ironworks in 1630. In subsequent years, flour and linen mills, plus a clog factory, occupied the land. However, it was the owner of a canned food factory who lends his name to Clement Wilson Park in front of us. When Robert Clement Wilson had an argument with his father about business methods, he was challenged to set up his own. His business soon thrived, becoming well known for its canned Ulster fry. Forward-thinking Clement Wilson was constantly bringing in new ideas and new technologies. His factory was the first to have a health centre, tennis courts and pleasure gardens for its employees. The park ahead of you was the site of the factory's vegetable gardens and piggeries. During the Second World War, Clement Wilson Park was covered in Nissen huts that were occupied by Gurkhas, Nepalese and North Indian troops who have fought with the British Army for over 200 years. When the mills were in operation, they were powered by water from a mill race. It followed the line of the surfaced path through the park towards Shaw's Bridge, where a sluice diverted water along its course. The mill race was filled in with the Gurkhas' Nissen huts and rubble to create the raised path. It was because of this it is known as Burma Road.